Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. I hope you got up this Sunday morning. You put the dogs out. You didn't put the cats out, because if you put the cats out, they don't come back. They run away. Dogs are a superior animal. I say it every week, and you send me your hate mail. It's a great relationship we have. As you know, each week, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I tell you all kinds of stories about how I skinned my knees, or I took a left when I should have taken a right. And the reason why I tell you these things, so you don't repeat the mistakes I made. All my guests here share with you their career journeys, right? We've all done a lot of things because that's what careers are about. And all of us are in the workforce, right? I don't know any trust fund babies that just sit on a pile of $100 bills and just peel them off and just throwing them all over the place because they got all this money. We're in the workforce, working elbow to elbow and shoulder to shoulder together. And today, I got something I want to tell you about. And I'm going to tell you a story about Reliability 286. Now, some of you are saying, Pete the job guy, what is Reliability 286? Let me tell you. Do you know that the average workers in America that are authorized to work 40 hours a week only work 34.5 hours per week? Think about that. And think about the person sitting next to you. Do they come in a little bit late, maybe routinely? Maybe leave a little bit early or stretch their lunch break out a little bit longer? Or perhaps they have errands to run. And that's what happens to most Americans now. If we leave a little early, we don't come in a little earlier or work through lunch the next day. We just let it roll. And our work week erodes down to 34.5 average hours worked. And that's costing companies a lot of money. I'll tell you how much it costs me, because I run a national staffing agency. And let's say I have on average, and I'm not going to tell you my numbers. That's nobody's business here. But let's say I have 5,000 temporary candidates on billing each week. Okay. And if my candidates average 34.5 hours per week, that averages out to be $172,500. That's what it is, per week that I can bill my clients. That's how I make my money. Okay. Now, if they worked a full 45,000 candidates times 40 hours a week, that's 200,000 billable hours. That's a big difference, guys. That's a lot. Now, if The gross margin that I make from that on average, and I have a lot of high billing people and, you know, technology folks, but let's say my average gross margin per hour is $5 per hour. Okay. At 34.5 hours average work by those 5,000 people, that's $862,000 in gross margin per week. Now, if they worked a full 40, that's $1 million in gross margin per week. Stay with me on the math here. The difference is $138,000 per week, okay, for me. That's over $7 million a year. That's what happens to my business. That's how I'm impacted by people not working a full week. Now, turn that around to business owners, okay? If you're running a business and you're a business manager and your people are working 34.5 hours a week, I'm going to extrapolate that a little bit, okay? Take that 34.5, multiply it by 52, the number of weeks in a year. That's 1,794 hours a year that your person is working, that person that is authorized to work 40 hours and only working 34.5 a week. Now, if they worked a full 40, they would work 2,080 hours per week. And if you take the difference, 2,080 minus 1,794, that's 286. That's Reliability 286, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening. This is the erosion of the American workforce. And I want you to right now shine the mirror on yourself. Are you that person that comes in a little bit late, that leaves a little early? Look, life gets in the way. Things happen. We got a coach once in a while. Family first mentality. I get it. But are you coming in a little bit earlier the next day to make up that time? Can you work through lunch? Can you stay a little later when you don't have to leave right at 5 to make up your time because you owe your employer that 40? You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to your employer to give you best every day. Reliability 286, guys. Come on. All right, hard workers. Now, as you know, each week I have a great guest, and today is no different. My guest today is Michael McCartney, and he has a funny thing. He says, Michael McCartney. I'm like Paul McCartney, but without the money. But Michael is the chief operating officer of Money Solver, and we're going to have him tell us all about Money Solver and the great company that it is here in Jacksonville. But guys, I want you to know something that I really respect about Michael is his commitment to getting people to think outside of the box. He has a creative work environment at Money Solver, and he allows his people to kind of, he inspires them to think outside the line, color outside the lines, and bring their creative ideas, and that's not easy to do. Michael, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah. Can you please, sir, this Sunday morning, tell us about Money Solver for the listeners that aren't familiar with your company?
Absolutely. Money Solver is actually birthed from a former company called Tax Defense Network, started and founded right here in Jacksonville, Florida, and it is focused on providing financial stability to people's futures. So we get into lots of situations, whether it be student loans or tax debts to the IRS, or we're trying to start a business and we run into a hiccup. Money Solver steps in to partner with those folks to transform their financial futures and allow them the ability to resolve those issues with somebody who will stick alongside them year after year, month after month.
You know, that's great. I have to think it's a very large population out there that you can help, that your services really, really appeal to.
It's unfortunate sometimes when you talk about financial issues and saying there's a large population.
Right.
But no doubt, Pete, there is $166 billion student loan delinquency rate in the United States.
That's astronomical. That's incredible. And is that going up in recent years?
It is the largest it has ever been, and it's not slowing down. We get calls every day of the week, including Sundays, with people telling us we don't know how to handle our student loans.
Right, right. Well, what do you see as the biggest opportunity for Money Solver in the next few years?
The biggest opportunity is to get in front of this crisis. And I'll call it a crisis because $1.6 trillion is bigger than my bank account, and I wouldn't know how to handle it without a little bit of professional help. So we have come into a college advisory role, mm-hmm. and that is for those people that are entering into their decision about careers and college. We want to help them as juniors and seniors in high school to make the right decision for college and to choose the right way to affordably enter into a future career path, because careers matter. And where you spend your money also matters, and we're the experts in it. We just hired a young lady who has a company called Knowledge for College, the number 4, and she is going to revolutionize a national presence for college advisory underneath the Money Solver umbrella.
Knowledge for College, I like that. You know what I really like is that you guys are, you know, some people treat the symptoms, but you're going to the root cause. You're starting early, educating people. Kids don't know what they don't know. Oh, I'm going to go take out a student loan, then I'm going to pay it back. Well, guess what? It's not working. And it's not working exponentially each year. It's getting bigger. Crisis is where it's at. But I love that you're going to the schools. That's pretty cool.
It's fantastic. If you could just imagine that your high school guidance counselors are meant to be those people to help inform them of how to make the transition from high school to college into adulting after college. And what we have to understand is that those high school guidance counselors are overloaded. We already know the educational system at that level is underfunded and that we have disciplinary issues. So as much as we would love to rely on those high school guidance counselors, they need a support system. So we're going to look to be that support system within the schools and within private institutions. And for those that have even homeschooled, we want to be there so that they understand what is available to them and how to negotiate with the schools, because schools, they have the ability to offer more financial aid than they originally talked to you about.
All right, right. I love that. This is something big, guys, and we talk about this a lot. You know, in life, you can be part of the problem or part of the solution. It's one of the two. You guys are part of the solution, and you're going right to the root cause, so that's a great thing. Now, I know you're going after new markets. How is that affecting the business and your folks?
Believe it or not, Pete, year over year, we have grown 70% on our staffing.
That's a good thing. You're doing something right. If you're growing, the demand is there, right?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite things to talk about is that people are the best part of my job. They can be the worst part of my job, depending on the HR issues that might come out of it. But I care about the people enough to say I want to find the right skill sets to maximize them to the best value to the organization. That's my entire job. And the reality is that to add people into that mix and to be able to help more customers is the very core value add that I can provide to this company. And for us to be on that trajectory for a business growth, and I can bring people jobs and make them enjoy their jobs and give them incentives and create this virtuous cycle of investing in the employees so they invest in our customers so that top line grows for the company.
So well said. This is a leader that understands folks. I want everybody here. Some people are managers and some people are leaders. Leaders are the folks that attract great people. Surround themselves with people that are better, faster, smarter than them. And you create an environment where they can flourish and your job becomes so doggone easy, isn't it?
Easy and fun.
Right.
I mean, when you see somebody really get up out of bed and not be lazy when they come into work, they are producing at the highest level because they enjoy their job and they literally have a work family because they care about the people around them and they're going to support them beyond the 40 hours to your original point in this.
Right, right. The reliability 286 number,
286.
Right. You know, it is true. I always say I haven't worked in about 25 years. You know why? Because I love my job. And when you love your job, it's not work. You know, I work longer and more hours than, I'm an old man, than a lot of younger people, right? Because I love what I do and it's not work. And if you can create that environment, it's not easy to do. You got to protect that group dynamic. And you have to look for certain attributes in people coming through the door. What are some of the, do you have like a core, two, three, some things that when you're looking to bring a money solver, new employee on, what are some attributes that you like to see beyond the skill set?
Great question. Those are the personality types that you look for. In a salesperson, you want that loud, that go get them, that doesn't let anything stand in their way, that the cold calls and the conversations, the no's that might come across the line when they're having the conversation, it doesn't get them down because they just look to the next person to offer them the value that they know comes with our products and services.
Right.
But when you go into a servicing organization, we are people-centered. So customer centricity is where it's at. If you cannot have a conversation with an irate customer and get them to calm down, show that you're looking for the same outcome, and actually walk down that path together. And some people have that naturally. Other people have to be educated towards it. We like to take both people that have been educated on how to do that, as well as people that do it naturally. But we do that in an interview, and it's pretty easy to spot because you can be the irate person and see how they respond to you in the interview.
I like to know, you know, sometimes there's key differentiators within an organization. There's other companies that are not exactly in your space, but they're financial services type companies. What makes Money Solver different than them?
Difference matters. It's the value proposition of your company.
Mm.
And ours is that we're unbiased. We are customer focused. We are not incentivized by a third party for some commission or some extra incentive to use their products or services. We look to provide the service and the outcome for the individual. For instance, if you look to get an answer on your student loans, you can either go to a lender or to the collection agency that they've hired to chase your money.
Right.
You don't know the best solution on how to handle your financial situation. Who do you call? There's no local brick and mortar. You just have to figure it out. So you hope that one of these lenders is going to help you out. That's not always the case.
Right.
As much as they would espouse that it is, and the Department of Education would try to help, we are an actual company that does your financial analysis and your student loan analysis and tells you the best path forward for your situation. We do the same thing with IRS tax debt and how your business is formed and working. We look to do what's best for the customer with an unbiased approach.
Man, with so many people, and this bad things happen to good people, right? I mean, that happens a lot of times. You get in a bind, you get behind, you didn't realize, you didn't fully understand because you weren't educated up front, and you're in a bind like so many Americans. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, you reach out, you need help, you have Money Solver in your corner. How can people, like, learn more about Money Solver and get a hold of your company and the folks to learn more about how they can get their situation rectified?
MoneySolver.org. We try to put an online presence that gives the basic overview of all of our services. It breaks it down by the different areas or business verticals that we service, from student loans to starting and growing a business to tax resolution. All of that is out there on MoneySolver.org. You can call us on that number 7 days a week. We'll answer. Each case seems to be unique. We try to say that there's not a one-size-fits-all, but we do know all the services, and we look to have the conversation with individuals to bundle it. You can also follow us on all the social media channels. We are actively engaging with people on every form of social media.
Some of your social media, it's interesting, it's educational, but it makes me laugh because you guys are pretty funny. I look at the group that you have. You got good people that seem to like working together. And I know for me, you know, it looks like there's a sense of community within the Money Solver family. I don't think that's a stretch to say that.
It's not at all. In fact, the marketing team that handles that is phenomenal, and thank you for that compliment. But more importantly, we're trying to mirror that throughout the entire organization, and our CEO, Tom Baumlin, is one of the biggest espousers of that sort of relationships within the workplace, to be a Money Solver family. In fact, we have a hashtag Money Squad to reference our internal team.
Oh, man, that is great. Well, what's something brand new that Money Solver is doing outside the regular day-to-day?
We have started offering student loan scholarships. We do $1,000 a month a couple times a year. We do $2,500 scholarships. And you go to our website, you actually do an entry, and you actually do a little bit of an essay, a little bit of a write-up of, hey, what's your favorite emoji or whatever the flavor of the month is. And obviously in February is Valentine's Day. And we're giving out that money. It's no strings attached. We actually pay it straight to your financial institution, who you might owe the money to. Or if you're going into school, we'll help pay your tuition with those winnings.
How exciting. I mean, why wouldn't you go there, right?
Absolutely. And we took that into all of our verticals. We do a hashtag pay my taxes contest. And we're giving away up to $50,000 to pay off people's IRS tax debt.
Holy cow.
And it's the same logic. Yeah. You go to our website, you fill out this contest, and then at the end of tax season, we're going to do a drawing, and some lucky person is going to get their tax debt, hopefully paid off, but up to $50,000 of it taken care of.
Man, this is fantastic. I'm so glad you're here. You know what I want to do? Because I want to talk about, you know, open positions. This is the workforce we're talking to here, right? And all my listeners are the workforce of today and tomorrow. So you guys are going to jot down pen and paper if you're even considering another opportunity, and you might want to join the Money Solver family. We're going to talk about what kind of open positions they have. But Michael, what I want to do right now is just kind of go a little a different direction. You're the chief operating officer of this exciting company, but you know, our careers were a journey. You know, you probably weren't 14 and said, you know what, one day I want to be the chief operating officer of Money Solver, right? Our careers go in different directions. Talk a little bit, if you would, about your personal career journey.
I tell you, I'm going to start all the way back at college because I was told that, Mike, you have a financial mind. You need to be a finance major. And so I started down this path, and I was bored to tears.
It's not for everybody.
And at 19 years old, I was introduced to this thing called the internet.
Oh, boy.
And I knew at that point that I wanted that degree. I went into the college admissions office, and I said, I want to get a degree in the internet. I got laughed at. I ended up with a degree in computer information systems. And over the course of my career, I have continued to grow in that. I've started two companies, been able to sell both of those. It's been a phenomenal ride. But through learning technology and then also executing in business, you realize that all that technology is to support a business outcome. So about 8 years ago, I started focusing really heavy on the business understanding, and it has transformed my view of what's important, because the people that come to work don't come there because their computers are cool.
Well said. You know, I'll tell you this, and I've worked in technology for a long time, and I've always, the best people in technology realize, or they understand the business behind the business. Like, they get it. So, like, a good technology mind and a good foundation in technology with folks that want to learn more about the business, not just simply the technology, but understand the business, boy, your options are limitless. And one day you can grow into being the chief operating officer of a great and exciting company too, right?
Absolutely. Moved from IT into marketing and into operations within MoneySolver over the course of my career there, because I knew the business fundamentals and I cared enough to learn the business and work on giving as much as I could into it to change those processes to make an impact.
I love, like, your leadership philosophies. It deals so much around having great people and developing great people and appreciating the great people on your team. Has it always been like that, or did you have somebody that might have been a mentor that helped coach or inspire you to have this philosophy?
Very personal question for me, because I do. I've carried around business mentors my entire life. But unfortunately, at one point in my life, I was one of those managers that would yell at people. And it didn't create the environment that actually fosters the conversations that we're having today. And so as I talked with one of these business mentors, his name is Dan. And Dan gave me some coaching lessons on how to win friends and influence people, the Dale Carnegie book. And through a lot of his coaching and investment in my life over years, I've been able to invest in people and realize the value that they are above my own opinions and whatnot.
You know, some of the things you said there are pretty spectacular and hit home for me. One of the shows I dedicated was leaderships have like a tool belt. You have a lot of different tools to use, and you want to, depending on the situation, I'm not going to use a hammer to put in a screw. You know, I'm going to use a screwdriver. But my old leadership style, I had one tool and it was a hammer. And I hammered everybody. And that's, I learned to adapt based on my own mistakes. And I appreciate you telling that story. I also appreciate the Dale Carnegie, because I used to teach a Dale Carnegie program in effective speaking human relations. I taught sales, attention, interest, conviction, desire, close. I taught the management seminars, and I learned a lot from the Dale Carnegie program about how to deal with people. Okay, hard workers, that music is telling us right now we have to take the bottom of the hour break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. We're sitting here this Sunday morning with the Chief Operating Officer of MoneySolver, and that is Michael McCartney. And Michael, we're so glad you're here. Let's get right into it about your open jobs right now. And let's talk a little bit about them, because right now this is the workforce. Folks, pen to paper. MoneySolver is a great company. And I want to, all you listeners out there that are considering new year, maybe new job, a change, you want an environment that's exciting, that encourages creativity. You've heard from Michael, the guy at the top. You hear what he's looking for. What kind of positions do you have open, and what are you looking for?
It's so hard to limit down the types of positions we're looking for as we've grown 70% year over year. We're sitting at 325 employees today. We have goals for over 400 by the end of this year. And the reality is that we need help in our marketing department. Marketing analytics, because we have to be a national presence from a Jacksonville headquarters, we advertise digitally, and we need people that have that brain. We have great leadership in that area, but we need additional folks inside there to support and encourage and grow that beyond what it can be. We've grown in just the marketing department fourfold in our lead generation spend in 1 year.
Wow.
And we're not going to slow down. The other piece is that our student loan business is in its infancy. And every day we're just ticking up more and more people for HR to find for us. And so we have this need on selling, just a 30-minute conversation, and you can help somebody who has no other place to go.
Wow.
By giving them an idea of how their path forward, we can take away all of the issues and give them a path to financial stability. And we also have it on the servicing side, where we're dealing with all the lenders and the collection agencies that are chasing these people and haunting them and making their lives a bit difficult. We're able to get in there and very easily create an output that shows them how to solve those problems in their path forward.
Very exciting. So, all right, I'm going to wrap this up in just a minute, but I want to ask you this one question. If you could go back in time, okay, knowing all that you know now about business and everything, and you go back maybe to your 20, 21-year-old self, what career advice would you give yourself? That makes people think all the time.
It does. And I'll tell you, I had so much advice from whether it be college professors or friends of my parents who would give me all these this information. And at that age, I thought that I knew as much as I needed to know. And it's so challenging because I look at myself now, 25 years later, and realize how little I know today. And so I would tell my 21, 22-year-old self, to your question, to listen twice as much as you speak. And listen to people, even if they are not the business leaders that you've aspired to be, because people matter.
Oh, wow. Michael, that's big. You've been an awesome guest. Now I'm going to throw a curveball at you. You ready to play lightning round?
Lightning round.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. You go against our producer, Josh McCarthy, not McCartney, and I'm going to ask questions. Whoever gets the first five right is the winner. These are very easy questions. They're not hard questions. Neither of you have any idea what these are about, but you're the guest, so you get to go first. Whoever gets five correct answers is the winner. The first question: who was the lead singer of the band Queen?
No idea.
Okay, Josh?
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie
Paul
Mercury
Rogers,
is
Adam
correct.
Lander.
Okay. Now, okay, so it's 1-0. I'm going to keep going to you. Michael, this is going to be it. Okay. Which one of Prince's songs reached the highest on the music charts?
This is a classic rock-based trivia.
Which one?
I don't know. I'm going to guess When Doves Cry.
You're 2-0.
All right.
2-0. Okay, come on. Are you going to get any music questions correct or no?
No, the joke about Paul McCartney at the beginning was literally a joke. So this lightning round is turning into...
Okay, lightning round is all music questions, so I'm going to let you off the hook. All right, hard workers, I want to thank Michael McCartney for joining us. Chief Operating Officer of Money Solver, you were a fantastic guest. Good advice and a great company, and thank you for sharing that with us this Sunday morning.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, guys, and you know this is one of my favorite parts of the whole show. This is where we get leadership lessons from Coach Larry, and Larry gives us information that'll help any manager become a more effective leader. Today, Larry's going to tell us about, you know, what type of leader are you? With no further ado, take it away, Coach Larry.
Have you ever walked by a direct report's desk and they're on the internet or on Amazon, ESPN, social media, or whatever? I know I have. It drives me crazy. I wonder, why are they giving their time to the Kardashians and not to the company? Well, today we have a letter from someone who is experiencing this, and I will share with you some tips to get people to give their discretionary effort to the company and not the Kardashians. So here's the letter. Dear Coach Larry, I have a talented employee who does great work. The problem is that it's becoming more often that when I try to assign her a task or a project, she says that she's too busy and doesn't have the time. But I know that she is spending time either on the internet or on the phone doing personal stuff. What should I do? Signed, Pete Langlois. Kidding. It's signed, Perturbed Pete. So I say it often. We teach other people how to treat us through our actions and our non-actions. You absolutely should talk to them and give them feedback. Not only are you teaching her how to treat you, but you're teaching the whole team what they can get away with. So I suggest you listen to the Feedback Sandwich episode from September 11th. Just go to the Pete the Job Guy website and scroll down. In that episode, I talked about how to give feedback to someone, how to craft a statement, and how to share with them what your expectations are. So that's a good place to start. But today I want to take a step back and look at how you as a leader contributed to this situation. In essence, we are talking about engagement here, or lack of engagement. The employee here seems to be disengaged, so I want you to look at yourself and see how you could be contributing. So when I think of leadership, I think of two dimensions for effective leadership, and this actually comes from a gentleman named Mark Murphy, who wrote a book, 100% Leadership. One dimension is to what extent are you connecting with that direct report? Have you created an emotional connection? Do you have a relationship with them? Do they know you care about them? So that's one aspect. The second aspect is, to what extent are you challenging them? Are you setting a high bar with them? Are you having them work on things and accomplish things that they themselves didn't think was possible? So both ingredients are necessary to be a good leader. Some leaders challenge their employees to a great extent, but they have no relationship with the individuals. People don't feel like the boss cares about them, so what happens? They eventually burn out. We call these types of bosses intimidators. On the other side of the spectrum, you have bosses who are the friend. They are more concerned that the person's going to like them than getting the work done. Sometimes they end up doing the work themselves because they don't want that person to think badly of them. We call these bosses appeasers. I also like to call it the friend zone. The worst type of leader, I believe, are those who don't challenge their direct reports and those who don't care about them either. They are called avoiders. They're avoiding making a personal connection, and they're avoiding challenging their employees. And the best kinds of bosses are the ones who challenge their employees to do what they didn't think was possible, to stretch and to grow, and the ones who also care personally for each person on the team. They are the leaders. So in this situation, with this individual who is on the internet and turning down work, ask yourself, are you challenging them enough? Do you have a connection with them on a personal level? Are you the intimidator, the appeaser, the avoider, or the leader? And then do something about it, for crying out loud. So those are my tips for today. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Coach Larry. And every day, every week we get Coach Larry on. He helps us. And I appreciate Coach Larry. He takes the time out of his busy day to be a weekly contributor on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy to help managers become more effective leaders. And I thank you each and every week, Coach Larry. Guys, as you know, I am Pete the Job Guy Langlois. That's my last name, Langlois. They call me Pete the Job Guy because when I was on Mark Kay's show as his guest, he wrestled a little bit with my name, and he says, I'm going to call you Pete the Job Guy. This whole show came about as Mark was trying to help his listeners. When he asked them, when the economy was bad, Mark asked his listeners, what do you want for Christmas? If you could have anything. So many people wrote in and said, Mark, I just want a job. Can you help me? And so Mark found me, and Pete the Job Guy was born. He had me on a few times, and we found jobs for his listeners. In some cases, we even offered them jobs live on the air. It was pretty exciting. Great radio. And I'm hoping to do that here on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, too. Guys, I'm one of the best recruiters. I swear I am the best because this is all I do. I am a recruiter. I'm a professional recruiter. So what does that mean to be a professional recruiter? Well, you know, every day I talk to a lot of job seekers, people that either want that next step in their professional career. They want something more, maybe more money, better benefits, a little closer to home. Maybe they want to work at a company that has a better career trajectory than they have right now, or they just want to change industries. I help people. And my company is SNI Companies. SNI Companies. You can look us up, www.snicompanies.com. You can call me at 904-713-2550. 904-713-2550 is the number. You can call, ask for me, Pete the Job Guy, or any one of my pleasant and just hardworking staff that I have. Our divisions, we're broken up into small divisions so we can become experts. And what I mean by that is I have technology professionals that only place technology professionals on a contract to hire, and direct placement, direct hire basis. And they only place technology people. Why? Because when you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert at it. They're not placing nurses one day, light industrial the next, and then throwing, you know, giving a, trying to place technology. They know it. They know it inside and out. We have accountants that place accountants, accounting and finance professionals that place those types of people day in and day out, swimming in these very narrow swim lanes so that we can be experts. I have a division called Staffing Now that only places general office, administrative, clerical, data entry, customer service types day in and day out because they're experts. And I have another division, Accounting Now, SNI Financial, SNI Technology, SNI Banking, and so forth. All of the divisions are experts, and they're there to help you. I had someone come in today and said, you know, I've had a bad experience with a recruiter before. I said, really? What happened? Well, they paraded me into the office, made me, you know, miss time from work, and I had to come in and interview, and then after that, I called him and never heard from him again. That won't happen at SNI Companies. We shoot you straight. We let you know when is the best time to call us, because we're busy, too. We're trying to place these great people. But before we go home every day, if we're not at our desk when you call, we want to return every single call before we go home. If you call and ask for me and I'm not available, there are so many great people in my office that can give you that same great level of service that I will. That's how we work. You know, we put all the jobs that we're working on in a board and in our system so that we all know what we're working on. So if you call in, you can get service. You don't really have to talk to Pete the Job Guy. But if you do call in, let people know that you listen to the show, that you're calling because you heard it and you want something. If you're a company, by the way, and you need to hire 30 people, maybe you need 30 customer service reps to help you with your peak season call volume, you call SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. Real easy. You call us and we help you. Whether it's a highly specialized skill set, short supply, high demand, or you just need a whole bunch. Call SNI Companies. Call Pete. Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com is my email address, and you can call me at work at SNI Companies. I love what I do. You know, folks, the more people I help, I feel better, but that's what my job is. I help people. Man, if you're looking to get into something exciting like recruiting, call me. You don't have to know the business. I can show you how to be a good professional recruiter. I can show you that we have world-class tools. You can't hire good people with bad tools. We have great artificial intelligence that helps us become more effective and productive. I can train that part. What you need to have is you need to have the drive, the ambition, the desire. You want more. You want better for yourself, your family, and you're going to give it all. If you bring that to the table and an aptitude to learn quickly, I'm going to take a chance on you. I'll treat you like a piece of clay and mold you up and help you to be successful and effective in the recruiting industry. Guys, that brings us to one of my second favorite parts of this whole doggone show. This is where I have my boot camp buddy back from my Navy days, Boston Danny. He's going to give us a Boston update. And I want you guys to know, if you want Boston Danny to give you a shout out, is it a birthday? Are you retiring? You're graduating? You have an anniversary? Whatever it is, and you'd like Boston Danny to give you a wicked piss a shout out like only Boston Danny can, go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and you click on and fill out the shout-out request from Boston Danny. With no further ado, let's go to Boston Danny!
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with more facts and observations from New England. Well, winter still has us at its icy grip on us up here, with freezing temps and snow most every other day lately. A couple of inches here, a couple inches there, some last night, some tonight. It adds up, But on the bright side, the skiing up north is fantastic, and there is nothing like snow in your backyard to get people thinking about skiing, skating, snowshoeing, and snowmobiling. So we got those things going for us while we wait for winter to turn into spring, which will happen in 8 to 10 weeks. And after a brutal winter, nothing is so anticipated as a beautiful New England spring. But enough of my winter misery. Have any of you thought about a visit to Boston yet? Has any of my ranting and bragging intrigued any of you enough to maybe visit my favorite place in the world? Just remember, Boston is like a small town with all the perks of city life. The Boston area features a diverse culinary scene, access to some of the greatest cultural institutions that our country possesses, and close to world-class schools, hospitals, and employers. It is historic, but also contemporary. We have a lot of technology and medical research, most of it on the cutting edge of new and innovative. But we are also traditional, with the love of our favorite pastimes. We are sports enthusiasts, artists, entrepreneurs, and most importantly, we are hard workers. And we all know what happens when you work hard. You can definitely get ahead. Boston is referred to as the Cradle of Liberty, the site of some of the most significant social, cultural, and political moments in U.S. history. Living here sometimes feels like you're acting out the pages of a history book, but Boston's spirit and strength was born out of an active revolution, and its innovation and drive is in our DNA. Boston is steeped in culture and rich in pride for everything we have. Boston has something for everyone: families, college students, seasoned professionals, and retirees. Boston is constantly ranked in the top 10 of best places to live, to work, to go to school, or just to hang out. There is a reason for this, and I hope everyone gets a chance to come visit us and see it for yourselves. So here's a few shout-outs for everybody this week. To Olivia Ward, happy 14th birthday. Have an awesome day, and maybe try a Boston cream for your cake this year. You can't go wrong with that. And have a great, happy day for Grace Touring. For you too, enjoy it. It's your day. And to Mitch, I like Ike, Ayrton, happy birthday to you. Have a wicked pisser day. And I'd like to give a special shout out for Captain U.S. Navy Ty Simpson, bar to his friends and his shipmates. Thank you for your service and enjoy your retirement. You're a real patriot. You've done everybody proud and everyone appreciates you. So everybody in Jacksonville, have a great Sunday. Peter, I look forward to talking to you again. And everybody, rest up, because you know you got a hard week of work ahead of you. Give it your best. Thank you.
Oh, another winner from Boston, Danny. So glad to have him. I love being surrounded by my friends, boy. And that's one good thing about being Pete the Job Guy is I help people. And there's a circle of life. I have people that I placed 20 years ago that are still clients. You know, I placed them as a staff accountant, and now they're a CFO, and they call me when they need maybe seasonal help or help with their, a complicated month end, year end, whatever it is. They call Pete the Job Guy, and I'm happy to help. Boston Danny went to boot camp with me 35 years ago. Coach Larry worked at Merrill Lynch with me 25 plus years ago, and I have lifelong friends. And you guys have heard me before. I always say I live life like I'm dying, right? We're all dying. Everybody is, right? So I'm dying. We're all dying. So there's so many things I have to get done before I die. And if I ever, and I tell you, because if you heard when Michael was on, and he did not mind sharing a very personal story when I asked him about his leadership philosophy, because he's all about surrounding himself with people that are creative, and he inspires that type of environment. And elite, good leaders realize that you want to surround yourself with people that are better, faster, and smarter than you. It helps you. It helps the business. You don't hire with some type of, protecting myself. Oh, I can't hire that person. He's too smart and fast, and they might take my job. And they hire people with the self-preservation mode. Boy, that's not Michael McCartney over at Money Solver. He likes the creative, out-of-the-box thinkers, and he likes these fast-paced people because he knows that's what drives the business. And it's his job as a leader to create that environment and foster that culture, and he's doing a phenomenal job of it. But he told us the story that if you weren't on the call earlier, that, you know, he learned a lesson. And he skinned his knees, and he was that guy that was a yeller, and he was hard and harsh with people. And I tell you, me, Pete, the job guy, I was the same way. I said I wore a tool belt, and although there were many tools in that tool belt that I could use as a leader to get people to be more effective and productive, I chose to use one tool, and the tool that I chose was a hammer or a club, and I just keep beating people up over the head. It's rough. And when I say, you know, I live life like you're dying, you know, if I ever offended anybody or hurt anybody, I want to fix it. I want an opportunity to make it right. But if I don't know about it, I can't fix it. And I'd love to, if at any time when I was the hammer, I upset you and you were the nail, I got to fix that. You know what? Reach out to me. Let me know. Give me an opportunity. And I want to tell you personally that I'm sorry, because I was the hammer, and it's tough. But Michael's company, man, Money Solver, you think some of the numbers he threw out there, my gosh, there's a lot of people that they can bring value to and that they can help. And I invite everybody to go to moneysolver.org and look up that company. And for you job seekers, they have open jobs up there, and you hear the number of seats he's looking to fill, and it sounds like a great and creative environment, especially for all you marketing types, all you real creative people. So they got a great opportunity. Folks, my name is Pete Langlois. I am Pete the Job Guy. My show is Hard Worker, and it's all about people that work hard. It's about our workforce. It's about you. It's about me. We're shoulder to shoulder in this together. We're going to go out there, and we're going to show the world that no matter what we're doing right now, our careers are a journey, not so much a destination. It's a journey. And no matter where you're at in the rung on the ladder, I promise you, if you work your hardest and you're reliable and you work your full 40, remember that reliability 286 that I opened the show with. And if you're only catching the tail end of the show, my podcasts are available each week on PeteTheJobGuy.com. Just go to my website and you can get the recap. You're going to want to hear this, whether you're an employee or an employer. It doesn't matter. You'll want to hear Reliability 286 that I did at the beginning of the show, because the numbers are staggering. You know, guys, if you need any type of staffing assistance, please give me a shout. Give me an opportunity to help you. My name is Pete Langlois. This is Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, and I run SNI companies. You can reach me at 904-713-2550. You guys have a great rest of your Sunday. Now go out there and get them, hard workers.